Major Archbishop Sviatoslav Shevchuk, the leader of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, is grateful to Pope Francis for his constant closeness to the suffering population in Ukraine, as well as to those on the ground helping all affected, as well as to European countries which have welcomed Ukrainian families, showing them warmth and love. This appreciation was at the forefront of an interview speaking to Vatican media on the occasion of the day in which the war in Ukraine has reached its sixth month. Speaking to Salvatore Cernuzio, the major archbishop warns that despite all the closeness and assistance, the war poses a global threat. He thanked the Pope for making himself a voice for their country. The Pope, as the successor of Peter, the major archbishop noted, has the special gift of seeing the situation in Ukraine as a global threat. The war, he said, afflicts the very fabric of humanity. These crimes affect not only Ukrainians, but the entire world. He thanked the Pope for shaking the consciences of the West and the world by asking prayers for Ukraine and universal solidarity with its people. In Europe, he shared, there are refugee camps for the Ukrainians, but so many people first opened their hearts, then the doors of their homes, their families' homes, and thus, he said, solidarity proved to be a Christian value par excellence. He prayed the Lord bless all those who were able to, at this time, lend a hand to the suffering Ukrainian people, recalling the Ukrainian church leaders' daily messages to Ukrainians and asked what gave him strength. Major Archbishop Shevchuk said, the strength that has been given to me in these months is that of pastoral responsibility. I felt responsible not only for myself, but above all for the people. The major archbishop concluded by reminding, God is the source of peace. He is the Lord of peace. We believe that only He can put an end to this. And he pointed out that even if there are those fomenting hatred, we pastors are to preach the gospel of peace. I'm Deborah Castellana-Lubov.